All right, this is car date, right? Is that what we call that?
Mm-hmm. Car date. So we're supposed to be recording an episode once a week.
But
it's been
like a month. Maybe more than a month. Sorry.
He's been smoking cigars again.
Jesus, don't call me out like that. I've been dabbling in cigars, but that's a different story. But we got excited because we got one listener.
Like, we got... It revived us.
We're back in the game. I thought we were gone. We're back in the game. We have one listener that listened to us, which we appreciate. If you listen to this one, that'd be amazing. Mm-hmm. That would be pretty cool.
We lit up and we high-fived. And then we told the kids that... What did you tell them?
To not take the dinner out of the oven. It won't be done for 30 minutes and that we have to leave on business. Because we call this business.
Nobody asks us what the business is.
Yeah, it's always the same thing. Like, we just tell the kids some generic statement and then leave the house. And they either don't care or they believe us. I think it's a little bit of both.
I was thinking when you were walking back over here, we're in front of AM, PM. But when you were coming back over the car, I was looking at your outfit and I was thinking that we should describe each other.
I know.
And what we look like today. Like, you should describe me. I should describe what you're wearing.
Okay. Why do we have to just, shouldn't we describe ourselves?
No, you should describe me.
You're wearing a skirt that is far too short. Like, you can't even see it at this point when you're sitting down. You're wearing a big sweater. And then your hair's greased down in some kind of bun madness because you got your hair done, right?
Mm-hmm. My hair, I look like Antonio Banderas. it's like parted down the side and then split, like, down. It looks like I got licked by a cow. And it has to stay tight in this bun like this.
How do you go about getting licked by a cow? It's so stupid.
Also, my skirt is maroon and my sweater's pink. That's so ugly.
It is a clash on the eyes.
Okay, here's the thing with your outfit.
Yeah, this is what it's all about, huh? This is why we had to do this.
Okay, I like the pants. They're kind of like Dickies. Looking jeans.
It's funny you mention that because these are the pants that you told me to cut up 2 days ago to throw in the trash.
No.
They are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. I told you they were just tight because they came out of the dryer.
I didn't tell you to cut them up.
You did. You said cut them up, throw them away, and burn them when they're inside a trash can. So basically, I get these jeans that they're black and they're like, they're called flex jeans. So they're stretchy, but I can't get like the big rig because I'm very short. So I can't get like regular people sizes. So I get like 36 30s because that's the shortest they can go. And then these ones stretch, but they're a little bit tight when they come out of the dryer. So, and then...
No, they're so tight.
They look like black leggings when they come out of the dryer. They look like leggings, which makes my lower body's very short. And my upper body's, like, stout. Like, my upper body's fed well. And my lower body's starved. So, that's okay, what happened.
But the shirt, it's like a collared dress shirt. But, and it's white, but it has, like, skulls and roses and, like, empty beer cans.
What? There's no empty beer cans. Where do you see an empty beer can?
Look. Right here.
Where?
That's a beer can spilled over.
Oh my god, I never noticed that. Beer can spilled over on what? What is that?
Roses and skeletons.
Yeah, and then the shirt barely fits.
Okay, so I used to like it, but it's a Fitbit tot. We say Fitbit because one of our kids, that's how he said a little bit. He'd say just a Fitbit.
Anyways, which our listener.
I can see your...
Our listener will know the lingo soon.
Yeah. I can see your teat through the side of your shirt.
Well, it stretches a little bit once again. I feel like at my weight and size, all of my clothes need to be just a little bit stretchy for movement. You know what I mean? Gary Busey just walked by.
I knew you were going to say something.
That guy looks exactly like Gary Busey with long curly hair. It just stopped me in my tracks. I don't know what's going on with that.
I knew you were going to have something to say.
I wish we could add photos to this. Like, we could take pictures of the people that walk by that we have something
to say. We could. We could post it on our really famous Instagram.
Oh, does this give us an Instagram?
No, we haven't set that up yet.
Oh, okay. So weren't you going to talk about Almeida?
I'm not ready for it yet.
Not ready for it yet? Mm-mm. Okay. So what do we want to talk about then? Our days? Our days? Day was pretty boring. I drove around all day. Whoa. Oh no, that's from over there. I drove around all day, pretty much, because I'm an Uber driver, and then picked up a whole bunch of people and drove them places. Pretty boring.
Okay, okay. Tell them about the incident the other day.
Do you want to hear? I can give you three incidents if you want three incidents. Okay, we'll start with this incident. This one was Saturday. So Saturday, I was driving this guy, and he was real shy. He was a real shy dude. And then I was driving him and I got a call from my sister Kathy and I ignored it. And so I clicked out of it. And then I got a call again from my sister Kathy and I ignored it. And then she texted, like popped up on the screen, said, answer the fucking phone. So I was like, oh my God, I hope everybody's okay. So then she called right away again. So I answered and I was like, what's up, Kathy? And she was like, making fake Mexican accents. And I'm like, Kathy, it's not funny. Like, are all my kids okay? Like, is everything okay? And then she's like, who's this? Who's this? And she's, and then at that point, I have realized that the guy in the back seat asked me to charge his phone on my wireless charger. And I was answering his phone and he was super cool about it and said that it was okay, but it was super, super awkward, super awkward. And then I guess he was okay with that. I don't know. I guess the Kathy in his life wasn't very important. Look, our neighbor's getting stuff right now.
That's the one we like.
I don't like any of them. But yeah, that's the one that's...
tolerable.
Most tolerable out of the least tolerable.
Do you think our one listener lives here in Oceanside?
Of course. Who else would listen to this? Oceanside people don't have like a...
urgency
in their voice? No, Jesus. I guess don't have high standards of listening if they're listening to us and our stupid podcast. Does this mean we're famous now that we have one listener?
Oh my gosh, this is the beginning of the end.
Dude, this is like, our life's gonna change. Like
this is gonna tear up our marriage.
Yeah, I don't think anything could tear up our marriage.
We can't talk about people.
What?
We can't talk about people.
Oh, yeah, I can't with these people walking by. It's just, I don't understand, like, oh my God. Like, they just don't give us any chance.
Like, oh my gosh.
All right, guys, I'm just going to give a little fashion pointers. I'm not a fashionable man, but if you have the striped shirt when you work construction so you don't get hit by a car, you cannot use that as a tucked-in dress shirt when you're off of work. Just saying. That usually either stays on the job site or in the work truck. It's not something you use later for a dress-up shirt. Yeah, well, I feel like our life's changing big time. And now that our fan's out there, we have a fan. Like, I feel like people are going to start noticing this on the street. What do you think?
Okay, I think that our listener really digs us.
Like, I think our listener listened to like 5 minutes of our podcast and then was like, oh, and then moved on.
Yeah. You think so?
If our listener's out there, and they've actually listened to us and they're actually like listening to this one, Like, I'm pretty amazed. And also, like, we need to get a hold of them.
To sign, give them our address, obviously.
Yeah, and to sign autographs. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure they want those, too.
And I'm sure this person wants to be at our Friendsgiving event that we're...
Oh, yeah, we're doing a Friendsgiving. And if you're our listener, you're definitely invited. It will just be our family at one end of the table. Like, we'll set all the chairs on one, all six chairs at one end of the table. It'll be our family. And then you on the other side of the table with one chair. And we'll all just stare at you. And our kids will ask you, you really like our parents? You really listen to our parents talk and like it?
And you got to cook a side.
And yeah. Don't be a dick and show up with no side. Oh, speaking of, recently, and I won't mention their name, somebody invited me to a barbecue. And then, in the little notes, said, bring your own meat. Then don't, if you're, you don't tell people to bring your
own. I don't know, I feel like.
Fuck, man, that's crazy.
I feel like 50-50.
50-50 on bring your own meat? That's an insane thing that I would never go. I would never have a barbecue and then people show up and I'll be like, what are you putting on the grill? Like, don't have a barbecue.
That's like that, white people shit, right?
Yeah. To ask you to bring barbecue. I've never
That's white people shit.
I would never go to a fucking. I literally, we were planning to go to that barbecue. And when they said, bring your own meat, I was like, fuck this barbecue. You don't even have a right to call it a barbecue because you're not barbecuing anything. Bring your own meat, sides, and drinks. You mean I got to spend time at your house and you're not even going to feed me? I'm feeding myself?
It's different than like, okay, you bring the chicken, I'll bring the carne asada, you bring this. That's
that
different.
That would be okay. That's actually different. It would be okay to be like, hey, we're having a barbecue. Can you bring whatever you want you can put in there?
Yeah.
Can you bring, you know, 14 pounds of chicken, roast beef, and whatever? That's fine. But don't tell me bring my own... Everyone's bringing their own portioned meats.
Mm-hmm. Like, put your two patties on there.
Yeah, it's just something's wrong with that. Mm-hmm. It's like, stop saying you're having a barbecue, jerk. What else?
Okay, so if our listener enjoyed it.
Holy shit.
What does this person look like? And what do they do for a living?
I don't know. I've never had this serious of a fan base before. I mean, it's just so crazy.
If that person was laughing and was like, oh my God, that was hilarious. I hope this couple makes it.
Or they were like, oh my God, it was really fun to listen to those douchebags. Either way,
yeah,
they're like our best friend.
Yeah, okay. So what does that person look like?
Why does that matter?
No, like what? And what kind of person do you think it is?
Somebody with a really harsh sense of humor. Mm-hmm. That likes stupid jabber. Right?
A stoner, for sure. Because we have really long pauses. We have long pauses.
I think you just feel like you have long pauses, Snoop.
Don't call me that. This is the second time in this, like, last half hour.
Because you're being very potty.
Because I said, remember when we were younger and we used to break all the rules?
No, that's not what happened. You were smoking a pen in my car while we were driving by a drug unit cop, by the way. And then I just said, what are you doing? And then you said, do you remember when we used to break all the rules? I was like, no, that was you.
You broke rules, too.
You made me do it.
We were young. We were so young.
It's weird. We were young a long time ago. I mean, we're 35 right now.
I'm 36.
Oh. 35 and 36, that's not even old. Like, old now, like, 35 and 36 is the new, like, 15 and 16.
To us.
Like, and then 40 is like the new 25. For sure. Like, dude, have you met...
I hate when sometimes I'm like, yep, and then I have a 20-year-old, and then people are like, uh-huh. I'm like, I don't know if you heard what I said. But I said my daughter was 20. And then they're like, wow, cool. Is that a boy or a girl? And I'm like, that's not the point.
You're supposed to say, oh my God, I didn't know you. How could you have a 20-year-old? You look so young.
I hate those people.
That don't say that? Mm-hmm. Our listener would say that.
Our listener would say that every day.
They would.
Our listener right now is Googling a picture of me.
How? They don't have our information. Or do they?
I think that they have all of our information. Probably even our social security numbers.
Good luck with that. Try to fix that for me, please. Try to get that 520 up if you could.
Is our listener a male or a female? I think it's a male or a lesbian.
Well, you can't make that judgment.
That's what I'm imagining.
A male? Mm-hmm. Why, are you saying like a woman wouldn't listen to this? Like
yes, a woman would, but just my gut intuition. Guys, I definitely believe I'm psychic and I just want you to be supportive.
She is pretty psychic.
I mean, guy. I am really psychic.
I think you are pretty psychic, actually, she is. Like, she couldn't, like, feel your palms and tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. But, like, she'll be like, oh, my God, something crazy is going to happen tomorrow. It's going to be a really bad day for us today. Like, what? And then, like, I'll have a blowout and get in an accident. And then it will, like, fucking...
That actually happened.
And then everything in our house will just... All the power will get turned off and our plumbing will back up. And I'll be like, it's great you called this. Be a little cool if you're more detailed so we could have prevented some of this shit.
No. And always with the phone calls. Like, I'll know if we're going to get a call from one of the kids' schools.
Right.
She'll that be like, day.
Yeah, it is pretty creepy.
I'll be like, before 2 o'clock.
She'll be like, stay close to the house today because one of the kids is going to call... Kid's school is going to call, and sure enough, the kid's school mm-hmm, calls. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this person has the measles. And we're like, ah! Well, no one had the measles, but you get the drift.
Yeah. What else? What about, oh, how was my day? My day was fine.
Oh. We're going about, talking about your day? Jeez.
Yeah, I really don't have any good stories to tell. Okay, here's one story. I had my hair lightened. I recently lightened my hair. I was coloring it black.
Wait, can I tell you my perspective of this process?
Okay.
She's been getting, where are you going to blonde, right?
Yeah.
She's been going to blonde for like 2 years. I don't understand. It keeps coming back.
It's been like...
You're using the wrong box. It keeps going back dark brown. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
It's been about 2 months. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Is he going to make it over that curb? Oh my gosh, somebody help him. Okay, he made it, guys. He made it. Okay, so anyway, I lightened my hair, which I never do. And I had a client come in and she was like, oh my gosh, I really like your hair. And I was like, thanks. This isn't the end result. Right now it's kind of orange. I'm trying to get to blonde and I'm bleaching it over black. And she said... Oh, I love it. It makes your face look lighter. And I was like, oh. And then in my head,
that's
was like...
That's such a weird compliment, by the way.
Yeah, so then in my head, I was like, that's... What does she mean? Like, I'm not offended, but I'm just, like, wondering what she meant. So I leave the room. My coworker's working on the client. I go and do some things. And then I come back in the room a little while later. And I tell my coworker, hey, remember that client earlier who came in and said that comment about my face being lighter? Like, what does that even mean? Like, was my face dark before? I'm so confused. And then I looked at her and she's like panicking and pointing at the client and she's mouthing. She's mouthing, it's still her. It's still her. And I'm like, fuck. And then you know how like I go overboard, so then I panicked, and then I had to just keep talking. So I was like, oh, I guess yeah, like back when my hair was black, my eyes had really dark circles, and now I don't have them anymore. And Vanessa's like, just stop, let it go.
Stop.
It was so embarrassing. I'll never see that lady again.
All right. Hopefully not, but she's gonna be a repeat client, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen. So this episode is all about that listener. So.
Oh, it's a dedication episode to our listener.
Yeah, it is.
But what if we never figure out who our listener was?
Hey, that lonely boy.
Are we singing to our listener?
Lonely boy.
That was a bit creepy.
Yeah,
I. That's cool that we have a listener. Like, it makes... I mean, I just hope they didn't just...
skateboards but he's not super good at surfing.
Dude, I'm not good at surfing either. Hey, you know what I was thinking that we could use some help with?
What?
I don't know how we get the thing. I should go on a diet and get help from our listener.
Our listener?
No, I mean, is there a way to lose weight without exercise and without eating better?
What do you think his name is?
Well, we don't even know if it's... I don't want to think that it's just a guy, because what if it's a girl and now we're offending our listener?
Come on, I don't want to live my life like that.
Well, I do. I do.
Then this isn't going to work. Don't look at that guy.
Is that Gabe?
No.
He was intently staring at us. Jesus, I guess we've offended
him. That's probably our listener.
Oh, no shit!
We told him where we were at.
Oh, yeah, but this isn't going live.
Of course it is.
Is it? I don't. We have to post it after.
Oh, that's right.
So our listener is good with computers.
Okay. So we only have... Last time we only did a 24-minute episode, and I don't think that's how making podcasts work. Like, you're supposed to have an actual time frame.
Are you?
Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to just do whatever you want. Mm-mm. And then see if people... I mean, we're kind of the experts now with our fan base. Right? Like, yeah. We don't need to take shit from anybody else.
Yeah. I don't know what we should cover in our next episode, but all of our listener can go ahead and just... If you could make a Facebook page for us and then post your comments in there.
Can't I just give up my Facebook?
Okay. So we said that we would tell a story every episode. So here is the story. You've heard it so many times.
Well, we've only got 3 minutes. 2 minutes.
We can't do 24 minutes. We're doing 30 this time. God, you're so fucking lazy.
I know. I'm just saying we could do the rest of this episode tomorrow. Quit
interrupting me. Our listener hates it.
Okay. If our listener hates it, I'll be quiet.
Okay. So back when I was 10, my mom and I and my baby sisters moved to the desert.
That's the story. I thought you were going the other route. I was about to stop the recording. Jeez.
I don't know what you thought I was going to tell. Okay. Stop it. Okay. There is no other story. Okay, so come on. You're fucking up my whole thing. Okay, so like when I was 10, we moved to the desert. We went to Hesperia. And my parents had a falling out with the grandparents, so they kicked us out, and now we had to stay like in a motel where we looked for a place of our own. So we're sleeping in this hotel and the news is on, and it's about this guy who was being arrested for a warrant that he had, and while he was in the back of the cop car driving over an overpass, he kicked out the back window and jumped out of the cop car while it was moving over the overpass and landed on his feet. So anyways,
holy shit.
It's weird, right? So it crushed like his ankles, like all the way up to his legs, and he had to go in for surgery. But what happened is they arrested him for like a minor thing. Like, it wasn't anything crazy, but now they know that he obviously has something more to hide. So they get in touch with my aunt. I just ruined the story.
What do you mean?
They get in touch with my aunt because the guy who jumped out of the cop car was my cousin. So I'm in the hotel room with my parents watching this. It's happening in Dallas at the time, I think. It was in Texas, though. And my aunt calls an ex-girlfriend of his and tells her what the police said to her. And the ex-girlfriend said, hey, I'm going to pick you up and I'm going to take you to a spot because a couple days ago, he had me come over and pick him up, and he said he was disposing of pots and pans, like things he was using to cook up drugs. Uh-huh. And so she picks him up, and they're driving, and he's like, okay, pull over here. And he throws out the duffel bag, but it just makes like a thump sound. Like, it didn't sound like pots and pans. And she thought it was weird, but she didn't really like think too much into it until my aunt called her. So they drive over to the area, and my aunt unzips the bag, and it's the body of his girlfriend.
Holy shit.
Dead with a towel wrapped around her neck. Anyway, he's still on death row. That happened when I was 10. And he's still on death row. But he says he didn't do it.
He says he didn't do it.
Yeah.
So how did he...
So my whole point is, when the news was going on, I'm listening to this, and my mom's like, oh my God, that's your cousin. And I hadn't seen him since I was a little kid. And so yeah, I have a murderer in the family.
That's Cruella, a suspected murderer. Not found guilty yet. But normally, just in my experience of shows I've watched, I mean, I don't have any criminal experience. Usually you don't kick out the back window of a cop car and jump off an overpass if you're innocent. Mm-hmm. It's not really like a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like an innocent. That's crazy to do that. Why did the cop pull over? At what point was the cop going to pull over? Like, it's not easy to kick out the back window. I mean, it's awkward as fuck to get a back window kicked out. Mm-hmm. And then crawl all the way out with handcuffs?
That's weird.
Was the cop kind of just letting him do it and hoping that he fell out or something? I don't know.
I don't know.
Think about it. Like, we're not even cops. And if somebody tried to kick out our back window and get out, we could totally pull over in time.
I'm confused. I don't know. You can look up the information. If our listener out there has has a hometown story.
But how are they going to get
share it with us.
How can they do that?
Yeah, just keep looking on social media, and at some point we'll have a page for you. Just for you.
Yeah, we got to make a page. That's pretty cool. Did you say his name, or are we not allowed to say his name?
Yeah, his name is Clay. I don't know if I should say his last name.
I thought his name was Travis.
No. I do have a cousin named Travis, but I'm pretty sure he wouldn't want you calling him a murderer because he's not even in the same family. He's on my dad's. Travis is on my mom's side. Come on, now you're just boring everyone.
No, I'm just...
Do you have anything to bring to the table?
I do.
You're just letting us all down. Look at
me, I bring tons of stuff to the table.
You're letting us all down. I'm gonna drink my drink.
Where'd you put it? Sarah has this issue where she loses absolutely everything, like 4 times in a row. Why are you closing your eyes when you open your drink?
It was hard.
So basically that's it. So we're super happy we have a listener. We're hoping this thing blows up. This is our
Oh my God. This isn't diet.
Yeah, it is.
No, you got the regular one.
No.
Yeah.
It's Coca-Cola.
They have a regular orange and they have a diet orange.
Shit.
Now our listener feels like he's at home.
Yeah.
Now he doesn't want to listen to our podcast anymore. He doesn't want to hear this conversation.
So what are you going to do with that one? Not going to drink it? Oh.
I don't care.
So what our goal here is to get enough listeners and then quit our jobs. That's our goal. Now, if that's going to happen, if that does happen, if we hit that dollar mark, we'll put out an episode every day. Right?
Yeah. We'll also sing a song, a daily song.
A day you expect us to write and sing a song daily? It's pretty hard.
We could do covers.
I don't, why would we ever do covers of songs?
I don't know. What stories have you told since we started this podcast over a month ago?
Nothing. I've done nothing. Over a month ago? You mean the one other episode?
Oh, remember you bought the picture from that little kid?
Hey, we didn't tell them that. They didn't know that. Oh, in our beginning episode, there was like some little kid that looked like a drug deal, but in fact, it was not a drug deal. He was going around selling pictures that he drew for $2 a piece. So later he came around our house and I bought all of his pictures he had, which was a $4 investment, which is good. All right, so we're out, right? So what do we do now? Do we say something like on the way out?
Yeah, I think we should.
Like what? Like bada bing, bada boom. No?
I don't like it. Keep going. I'm just going to tell you how much
I hate it. We only have 19 seconds.
I'm going to keep telling you how much I hate it until you say that. Find the right one.
All
right. We got to say something.
This is car date. Peace out. No?
Mm-mm. It's ugly. All right. He used to wear...
Whoa.
Do-rags when he was younger, and we don't want to go back there.
I like do-rags. They restrict your hair properly. All right. Well.
Okay, let it go. Get rid of it. Say goodbye.
Get rid of it? You say goodbye. All right, you can't wave. It's a thing.
I don't like it. It's awkward.
All right.
Really? I don't like the endings.
All right, we'll see you guys.
We're gonna have Jacob edit this out later. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have a guy.
All right, see you guys. Bye.